Soul, fullness. Mary Baker Eddy defines the word in this way. In, a term obsolete in science, if used with reference to spirit or deity. There is no soul in or soul and. Soul is ever-presence, all substance, the only existence. All I can be is soul's expression, reflection, image, and likeness. Soul is all. Mortal man is not soul. Mankind does not define or contain soul. Humanity is not a living soul and mortal. Soul and man are cause and effect, and there is no other effect. I cannot see anything except soul expressed, because I am soul expressed, God and man, face to face. To see soul is to see myself. There is no other seeing, no soul and matter. So-called material forms merely present external visual outlines of our internal beliefs and convictions. We cannot adopt our human parents' views of us, inherited traits, passions, and terminal fears, because soul made me perfect, infinite, complete, understanding before the world was. I am not limited to three dimensions, not confined to space and time. I cannot be replicated or duplicated. I am original, ever created, including all right ideas. There is no transition from sense to soul, no future to anticipate, no better place or condition. There is no lesser than, no mistake, no lower form of man. These are only illusions, and illusions are impossible. I am not part soul. I am all soul.